This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Kimberly Schofield. School districts throughout Illinois are taking advantage of COVID-19 relief money this summer to catch up on construction projects. This ranges from installing new air conditioning systems to building new schools. WILL's education reporter, Emily Hayes, is here to break down what might be happening in your neighborhood. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Okay, Emily, Congress gave out elementary and secondary school emergency relief funding to states in 2020 and 2021 when the pandemic was in full swing. Why are we talking about this now?
You're right. What we call ESSER came out in three rounds way back in the pandemic, but schools have through 2024 to spend it. This is also the largest chunk of money schools have gotten in years. It's almost $7.8 billion through the state of Illinois. Higher poverty schools got more. One district all the way in Southern Illinois, Cairo School District 1, got more from the three buckets of ESSER than they get in their annual budget.
Wow, that is a big chunk. You said higher poverty school districts got more money. Has that made a difference in how they are spending it?
Yes, I found that underfunded districts are twice as likely to spend COVID money on construction than wealthier districts. I'm defining underfunded the way the state defines their highest need tier in their evidence-based funding formula. Basically, schools where the local taxes are not enough to cover their need. And I ran these findings by Ted Walk, the superintendent of Sullivan School District 300. He's in one of these more underfunded rural districts in Moultrie County. This is what he said.
You know, when funding is tight, a lot of things that are put off are bigger projects, because it's a lot harder to come up with, you know, $7 million to do something than it is to come up with $50,000 to do something.
Okay, so tight funding means bigger projects can be put off. Is there anything else that you can spend money on? Does it have to be specific to these construction projects?
No, the majority of what the COVID relief is supposed to be spent on is things tied directly to COVID. That could have been masks, that could be computers. But a lot of districts also had projects on their wish list for construction that they did pay through COVID, or in the case of Sullivan, because they spent their money on instruction and keeping schools open, they were able to save up to do these bigger projects.
And what kind of construction is going on? Are we talking about new buildings?
In some cases, yes, there are new buildings. American Dreamer STEM Academy in Decatur is using ESSER money. But a lot of it is things like upgrading air quality. Sarah Gordo High School in Piatt County is going to get completely new central heating and air. That's been on their wish list for a while. And I think it also connects to this preventing respiratory illness part of the COVID relief. Superintendent Brett Robinson said they currently have air conditioning window units and radiators in each classroom.
When an old radiator or its steam valve would malfunction, you might have a classroom here or there that is really hot in the winter, and open the window, because that's really the only way that it could. And of course, that's not efficient use of energy.
Wow. And if they didn't have this funding, would the project have gotten done?
He thinks yes, but he doesn't know when. This project is 75% paid for through ESSER. So
okay, that is a good help then. And now school is about to start. Summer's almost over. Will all of these projects be completed before the kids come back?
School districts hope so. Sullivan, for example, their major addition to their elementary school is ahead of schedule, they say. They hope to open it with the first day of school mid-August. Sierra Gordo is having some supply chain issues that they knew about with their chiller. And so they are planning to switch out the window AC units in early September after students have returned.
Emily Hayes is WILL's education reporter. She put together an even more comprehensive breakdown of what each district has spent. You can find that at our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. Thanks so much, Emily.
My pleasure.
I'm Kimberly Schofield on Morning Edition.